Northern Ontario's healthcare landscape underwent significant changes in 2024. Three Highway 11 municipalities made strides in attracting and retaining physicians. Significant progress was made on the construction of a new healthcare campus in Muswani, and the merger of two public health units was approved by the province. Here's a look at some of the 2024 highlights. Recruitment and retention. This year, northern communities and organizations focused on recruiting healthcare professionals. In February, Cochrane, Iroquois Falls, and Matheson formed the Frontier Spirit Physician Recruitment Team, later renamed the Boreal Pulse Healthcare Attraction Team in August when the group pursued not-for-profit status. The following month, Dr. Mona Muhammad toured Cochrane. By October, she joined the Cochrane Family Health Team. C. Cochrane Healthcare Team adds new physician. Related. Northern Group making huge strides recruiting doctors, more still needed. In the fall, another prospective physician toured Cochrane, Iroquois Falls, and Matheson as part of the municipality's ongoing recruitment efforts. In an effort to recruit doctors, nurses, and other healthcare workers, Blanche River Health introduced a $2,000 referral reward for recruiting employees to hard-to-fill positions. C. Northern Ontario Hospital offering $2,000 referral bonus for hard-to-fill jobs. In November, Sensenbrenner Hospital in Kapuskasing announced its obstetrics unit, the only one within an 800-kilometer stretch, was at risk of closure due to insufficient funding and doctor shortages. C. Extremely urgent, Kapuskasing obstetrics unit could close. Advancements in services and technology. New programs and technologies were also introduced this year. In July, Cochrane District Paramedic Services, CDSP, announced staffing levels had returned to pre-pandemic levels, with a part-time roster of 35 staff members. It also expanded its emergency response team, ERT, by adding 6 new positions. CDSP was selected for the Community Paramedicine for Long-Term Care Plus, CPLTC Plus, pilot program, focusing on diagnostic services, such as blood tests and ultrasounds, in long-term care facilities. The 6-month pilot project started in September. A decommissioned ambulance was repurposed into a mobile assessment unit as part of the Cochrane District Services Board's CDSB initiative to bring point-of-care testing, POCT, to vulnerable populations. See how an old ambulance is helping fill Timmins area healthcare gaps. The District of Timiskaming Social Services Administration Board, DTSSAB, completed the rollout of Stryker Lucas devices across its EMS fleet, providing automated, consistent CPR support during emergencies. In November, Blanche River Health launched a $40,000 fundraising campaign to install ER wait time clocks at its Kirkland Lake and Englehart sites. Infrastructure projects. On the James Bay coast, major developments in healthcare infrastructure were made in 2024. In October, the Winnebago Area Health Authority, WAHA, announced it awarded a $1.8 billion fixed-price contract to Pomerlo Healthcare Partners to finalize the design, build and finance a new healthcare campus in Muswani, along with an ambulatory care center in Moose Factory. C. Absolutely critical, $1.8 billion contract awarded for Muswani Health Center. The project has been in the works for over 15 years, with the doors expected to open in 2030. The new healthcare campus is about 420,000 square feet and includes a 36-bed acute care hospital with private rooms, a 32-bed long-term elder lodge, staff residences, a patient and family hostel, and an ambulatory care clinic. In mid-December, Lynn Innes, president and CEO of WAHA, provided Timmins Today with an update on the project. All of our early work is going well. We have our 15 duplexes, which are now complete, and we have people moving in, and the excavation of the entire health campus has been completed, and it's ready for build in the new year, she said. In 2025, Innes said she's most looking forward to the progression of the health campus. And then moving on to the hostel and long-term care facility, which I think is long overdue for our region, she said. Public health changes. In December, the province approved the voluntary merger of the Porcupine Health Unit and Timiskaming Health Unit, creating Northeastern Public Health, effective January 1, 2025.